Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like gets a moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick out on his joke course. But it's no host bar, middle finger like I'm Stone Cold. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast. I'm Wee Too Deep, and we're getting a third episode this week. After the events that happened on Friday, we're getting a third episode this week. We have to talk about this SmackDown episode. And so what sort of led up to this, right? Friday morning, I get up, I record Friday's episode. Everything is fine and dandy. I'm off of work that day, so ain't nothing going on, right? Just chilling, relaxing at home. Then I find out later that morning, after I already recorded, that The Rock will be on Friday Night SmackDown. That he had posted that he will be there. And part of me was just like, okay, they're in New Orleans. This is the WrestleMania 42 announcement. Nothing to worry about. But part of me started to get a little hype, right? Because I said, I've given everybody, I've told you guys, I've given them till Elimination Chamber to announce one match and one match only. Now, when we discuss what happened, right, you'll realize that that match wasn't what was announced. I want to give you sort of a tale of how this happened in like on Friday, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm sort of hyping myself up. Okay, maybe there's still a chance. And we go through the whole day. And so 8 o'clock comes around. Now, as you can sort of hear, I'm not feeling the best. You know, I'm coming over a little, some allergies, some sinuses. The weather here in North Carolina wants to be 70 one week and 30 the next. So I'm just going through a whole bunch with my sinuses right now, right? And so wasn't really feeling the best. And so really was hoping for a very good episode of SmackDown to sort of, you know, end Friday night. And, you know, I was, you know, so the rumors coming in that when The Rock gets announced, they're cutting matches or rewriting the whole show because Dwayne is showing up. And so we start the show. Cody gets pulled from the six-man. It now becomes a normal tag team. But Rock wants to see Cody in the ring. Okay, this could go 110 different directions. We'll let it play out, right? And we go through SmackDown, which, let's just be honest, the only thing people are watching SmackDown for are The Rock. Because the rest of the show was just complete ass. Was just complete ass the rest of this show. So the only thing I'm putting my hope on and to have some sort of good show is this Rock segment whenever it happens, right? And so around the 10 o'clock hour is when The Rock hits TV, right? And so we go from 8 to 9, from 9 to 10. We're about 2 hours into this thing. And now The Rock is on our TV. And up to this point, nothing really exciting has happened on the episode. Everything's sort of just leading up to this Rock segment. And then so the Rock gets in the ring. No, I don't know. I guess he came out to a Lil Wayne song or something at the beginning. I don't know. All I know is whatever the hell it was quite literally the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And so Rock finally comes out, he gets in the ring and he plays this final boss heel shtick, which if I'm being completely honest, is a little bit washed up, right? I saw this an X post, and I thoroughly agree with it. Rock, in his promos now, tries to compensate from how bad his promos actually are, that he compensates by throwing in a couple cuss words because he can. But the audience in the arena can hear it, but we can on TV, and so it just looks like a jumbled mess, right? And so The Rock's promo was not good at all, right? Even before Cody got in the ring, he was just doing this a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. He announces NOLA for Mania 42, and that's fine. Fine and dandy. We all kind of figured out this was going to happen. Though in the last 20 years, this will be the third WrestleMania in New Orleans. And so I have a whole other perspective on that. I think there's a lot of other big cities in America that could use an event like WrestleMania. I'm thinking of something along the lines of Charlotte, you know, and I think we could get one in the future, because both the Hornets and the Panthers are upgrading their stadium in the next, both should be done within the next 5 years. Nashville just updated their big arena, their football arena. They're either building a new one or they're upgrading their football stadium, which should be ready by 2027. And so Nashville's a city I think should get a Mania. Charlotte's a city I think should get a Mania. There's a whole bunch of other cities out here, but what it sort of feels like is there's like a rotation. Like, we got to go to Florida. We're either going to Atlanta or Miami, maybe a Tampa, right? And then we got to go to a northeastern city, Philly or New York, maybe like a Boston. Boston probably won't ever get a Mania. And I don't think that will go up in Northeast for Mania after what happened with Philly, with it being so cold. And I think they're looking for domes, just to be honest. They're looking for dome stadiums, right? But I think Atlanta should get Atlanta should get one. I think Charlotte could get one. But we sort of seem to be on this path of like the same four or five cities in consideration every year. But that's in a whole other argument, right? So we get this announcement. Rock then sort of calls out Cody. And he's playing sort of, and this is the thing with The Rock, right? Wavy D said on an episode where it feels like John Cena, I think it was our Royal Rumble review show, that Tuesday after Royal Rumble, Wavy D brought up that it appears like John Cena's playing the character of John Cena, and he's right, and it feels a little bit forced. Well, I think that Dwayne Johnson is playing a character. And he, in the press conference after SmackDown, which was just a complete waste of time, right? Another stroke of the ego of The Rock with this press conference. The Rock is a character now. It's not a thing. So that's Dwayne, right? Whenever he's on TV, I'm not calling him The Rock, because that's Dwayne, right? Because he's trying to blur the lines between where Dwayne Johnson ends and The Rock character begins. And he's trying to blur those lines, and it's not a good look, right? He's got to go all the way in with this gimmick if he's going to do it, right? I get it. He's a board member, right? And so this is always why turning him into the final boss was just stupid, But here's where my rant is. Here's what this episode's all about. We'll talk about the promo and how it absolutely was the most confusing promo I've ever heard in my life, right? I talked about on Friday's episode how Hangman and MJF's promo didn't really lead anywhere. It didn't connect to me what the story was, right? Now let me just explain, right? Because we're going to talk about this on Tuesday with me and Wavy D, and I know Wavy D is going to try to break this down, right? Me and Wavy D are going to disagree on this. He sort of filled me in the casual wrestling Discord what his thoughts on this was. I think he's overthinking the show, overthinking the promo. I do. I personally think he's just overthinking it. I think what this is, what this promo was. So Rock sort of said, hey, Cody, I'm the boy, you know, Ari Emanuel owns the whole thing, but I'm the lead board member. I own the most stock. I can take you from here to here, right? Was essentially the temptation that he was throwing to Cody, like, be my champion, right? And this is quite simply no, like, in wrestling terms, this is the Star Wars Episode 3 where Palpatine tries to convince Anakin to join the dark side. This is what this is. Be my champion. I can take you to heights you've never been before. Right? That's what this is. It's Palpatine, but it's also the corporation storyline all over again, right? And I caught on to this pretty quickly after the promo, because the promo itself was just, it didn't land. It was one of the worst promos I've ever seen. None of the point, like, Rock just continually repeated the same lines over and over and over again. None of it made any sense. The story, we could figure out the storyline pretty quickly, but like the promo itself is just a long promo for no reason, repeated the same thing. It was just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, and then he ends the thing with "I want your soul," and then he goes to this press conference and says, well, the Rock Cody story doesn't have to culminate in a match. And so what they're doing now is just wasting our time, right? Because even though I gave that rant on Friday where I said that the match doesn't matter, it's about the story, the match is still, like, if you don't culminate to a match, then the rest of the story doesn't matter, right? Because there has to be some defeat of good and evil, and you have to, right? So this story, the only way for this to make sense is for Cody to face The Rock so that Cody can overcome the great temptation, or the great tempter, right? The deceiver that is The Rock, right? That's how this has to end. If this doesn't culminate to a match, now you're just wasting time, right? And so the segment itself was just weird. It was awkward. It was weirdly presented to us. The story's not, I mean, here's the thing. The story's convoluted. Whatever the hell we're going to get, right? So basically, The Rock said, you have till March 1st. I'll see you at Elimination Chamber. You can give me your answer then. I want you to ponder this. And I don't know what we're going to get next Saturday. I don't. I just hope it's not a bunch of bullshit, right? But here's my bigger issue. Here's my bigger issue with this. The Rock, we're going to stop calling him that. Now we're going to talk about the guy, Dwayne. Dwayne only seems to come around for one of two purposes. The first is whenever he needs a stroke to his ego or he's promoting his product, right? So that's when he comes around. The second, he's going to be the sort of the corporate yes man now whenever something negative within TKO happens. So that Friday as well, WWE joined a lawsuit against, or something happened where, like, they're trying to strike down the Janelle Grant case, and WWE put their name on it with Vince McMahon as well. So that would have been negative news. And so you send out Rock as this PR piece to sort of distract everybody from that. And I don't actually care about that. I'm just saying, you know, there'll be a lot more hardcore AEW fans or WWE Vince McMahon haters who make a bigger point of that. But I do think it's quite ironic. Not that I care. I just think it's ironic that The Rock shows up the same day that a negative press piece hits WWE, right? But I more so want to talk about the segment and more so two things. The Rock, Dwayne can just completely go fuck himself off. Go fuck off, Dwayne. We don't want you here. I said this earlier. The only thing that the fans want to see from Dwayne is Roman Reigns versus The Rock. I don't know about anyone else. I don't care about anything else, right? And this is now going to be the third WrestleMania. 39, 40, and now 41, where we're being strung along on whether or not Dwayne is going to show up. And at this point, I'm not even interested in Roman versus The Rock. You've wasted so many opportunities. This was the last opportunity that I would give it, right? Fool me once, that's on me. Or excuse me, fool me once, that's on you. Fool me twice, that's me. If you try to get me a third time, I'm smartened up to it now, right? And so I don't care about this match anymore, especially now that Roman doesn't really have the title anymore. There's really no justification to do that match anymore. 40 made the most sense because it's Roman at the height of his popularity, as big as he's ever going to be. He sort of hit that climax now with Cody beating him, and he no longer has the title, and he's sort of, you know, been gone for basically a full year, really hardly ever shows up. And so there's no point for that match. And the only reason you'll do that match now is because of the two names, and it will sell tickets, which is fine, but I have zero interest in that match happening anymore. And I'll keep that energy. I'll keep this energy, right? Sure, it'll be one of those things where, like, it'll be a, when it happens, if it happens, sure, I'll be glued to the TV watching it. Absolutely, I'll admit that I will be. But there's, like, zero interest. Like, I don't even care. Like, there was a point at this time last year where I would say I was highly intrigued that I really wanted that match to happen. At this point, I don't care if it does or not, because it doesn't fit a SummerSlam. It doesn't fit any of the other events. It has to be a Mania match with the stars and the caliber of star that you have. And it has to be Mania. And at this point, now you're going to string me along for another year. I just don't have the time to care about it. I just don't. And so this goes one of two ways. Either Cody accepts and he sells out and we get heel Cody, which would be absolutely fire. Get a heel Cody, and he goes along and he is The Rock's champion. And he has it makes a little bit more interesting what Cody can become as a heel character. Or he says no. And let's go back real quick. If he says yes and he sells out, eventually that's going to lead to The Rock turning on Cody. Right? But also, I think just the way the promo was set up, that Cody's going to say no to The Rock. He's going to deny the request. This comes off very... Satan tempting Jesus in the wilderness type story, where, you know, I'll promise you the world. I'll give you anything. I'll give you the nations is what the temptation with that third and final temptation that Satan gave to Jesus. Worship me and I'll give you the world. Sell out. Give me your soul and I will give you whatever you want. Right? But if we follow that story, and I'm not trying to make this into some religious lesson, but if you follow that story and why that was such a temptation, well, Jesus came to die so that he can receive the nations. Because if he sent, like here's the thing, Satan didn't have the power to give him the nations. It was just a trick, right? But so here's the thing. The Rock isn't the owner of TKO. He can't give him everything. He can't give Cody everything he's promising. And The Rock knows that. And that's the temptation. So you could turn the story into something good. I'm not upset with the story. I'm upset with the promo itself. But what I'm more so upset with is that no one asked for this. No one wanted this. No one wanted The Rock to be involved in for the second year in a row. We've made the WrestleMania build the most convoluted piece of garbage, right? And again, this time last year, I was kind of hyping everything up, right? Because I really believed that it was going to be a bit. When you look back at last year's Mania, when you look back at it in hindsight, which is always 2020, that wasn't a good build. It was convoluted, it was confusing, and it had zero reason to be that convoluted and confusing. This Mania, this WrestleMania card was very simple, right? Following Royal Rumble, let's just keep Royal Rumble results the same. Following Royal Rumble, Jey Uso wins, Charlotte wins. Use those results. The booking of this WrestleMania card with those results was very simple. Was very simple and didn't have to be anything more than Jay goes to Cody and says, Cody, I want to put the title back where it belongs with my family. So we get Jay versus Cody. Obviously, we were going to get Tiffy versus Charlotte. But even in that story, I don't think they're booking it correctly. They're trying to book Tiffany Stratton as this sympathetic baby face that's getting mistreated. And that's not what she is. There's no reason why Charlotte Flair could come in and be a bad bitch and flaunt her shit. I'm the greatest women's champion, women's wrestler this company has ever seen. And at the same time, have Tiffany Stratton still be the, well, I'm the greatest we currently have. That you're trying to build a legacy, but so am I. And let me tell you something, Charlotte, that it only took me 2 years to get through NXT and to be women's champion on the main roster. How long did it take you? You think you're good because of your what you've done in the past, but the future is Tiffy time. That, right, where you have two bad bitches just seeing who the baddest bitch is. That should be the story, but instead you're trying to make Tiffany Stratton be the sympathetic babyface, which she's not. There's no issue with heel versus heel here, but even if you're trying to push Tiffany as a babyface, she doesn't have to be the sympathetic, oh, cry me a river type babyface. She could be the babyface that's still strong and confident, right? That and flaunts her abilities, right? Right. But this WrestleMania card could have been super easy. Jay versus Cody, right? There's a story there, but there's also future stories. Jay wins the title at Mania. Roman comes back in, tries to hand over the belt. You brought it back home to the bloodline. Now hand it over to me, the tribal chief. And I've already gone through how this makes perfect sense to end the bloodline story at SummerSlam with Jay versus Roman, where Jay defeats Roman, and that ends the bloodline saga. And we can end this era with the bloodline being involved in all the stories, with Jay sort of finally being the final nail in the coffin. Right? Gunther versus Cena. Casino wins the chamber. Very easily booked. Very easily booked. Anti-American heel, pro-American, like Mr. Captain America himself and John Cena. Easy to book that. Right? You do a mid-card ladder match, whether for the IC or the US. You do some grudge matches like Solo versus Jacob, you toss in a couple other, you know, women's matches in whatever capacity, but the main top of this card, we'll talk about Rhea, literally anyone in the Elimination Chamber, because Rhea doesn't truly have a story, whether it's Rhea Liv, Rhea Io, Rhea Bianca, either one of those three stories make a lot of sense. And would make a great match. But instead of having this very simple, easy card, right? Now you're going to have Jay versus Gunther, which no one wants to see. We've seen it twice. Jay got his ass kicked in both matches. No one wants to see this the third time. We want to see Jay win the title, but no one wants to see Gunther versus Jay a third time. They just don't gel in the ring. Jay versus Cody would be a better story and leads to future stories, because I'm always asking the question in wrestling, what next? Right, because the story never ends in wrestling. So you end a chapter of it, but you always have to think about what's next at the end of the chapter. Right? With normal stories, the book ends. With wrestling, the book never ends. You have to be what's next. And what this feels like to me is that Triple H doesn't know how to book WrestleMania. He just doesn't. The last 2 years, these builds toward WrestleMania, let's just be honest, Triple H has failed. He's failed to hit the mark. Right? Of all the things that you could say about AEW, right? And Tony Khan is not the best booker. What I will say is that he's always thinking about, and there's very little story, so I think he gets a little bit of an excuse here, because he doesn't do a lot of storytelling and booking. He just books between matches. But I complained about the Thunder Rosa Megan Bain thing from Wednesday, and last night they come in, have Chris and Thunder backstage, and they make a story out of it, and they did it. They covered it up the way they should have. It's a quick, simple promo. Hey, if they laugh in our faces again, we swing it, right? And they do the best they can to make the shitty situation good. I got to give them credit for that. AEW did good there. Here's the thing that could happen. AEW is hitting a different stride right now. This feels like 2020 AEW with some of the promos and some of the work that they've been doing. I think Tony Khan has recognized that he has to get back to what made business worked for him. And it's still booking for the sickos, but I think he's recognized that the booking he's done the last 2 or 3 years hasn't worked, that he needs to go back to 2020 and 2021 booking style and book around. As much as I don't like him, Hangman Page could be a very, very good babyface in AEW. It could be a pillar of that company. And book around MJF. And book around Swerve. And book around someone like Toni Storm and Mariah May, which had an interesting promo last night. Very, very entertaining promo last night. Mariah May is just as good as Toni Storm is at this gimmick, right? And book around some of those people rather than booking the Ospreys as the main. Like, Ospreay is always, I've always seen, like, they just got Speedball Bailey, right? Those two guys can't be your main event because their style doesn't make like, that's fine if they're the mid card, if they're like just a part of the show that gets everyone excited, but you have to book around some dudes, and your dudes in that company are Hangman, MJF, Mox. And I think they're getting back on course. And if that's the case, this booking that Triple H has been doing, like, it's crazy how, I'm just going to be honest with you, and I haven't been the biggest fan of Triple H's booking since he took over, but it's not good. It's not good. I don't know where the disconnect is between, like, NXT's booking and main roster. Raw's okay, but especially the SmackDown booking is just god-awful. And I think we have to go back to 2 hours for all shows across all platforms, right? Evolve could be an hour long. You don't need a two-hour show with Evolve, right? But NXT, Raw, and SmackDown need to be 2 hours each. We don't need these three-hour shows because it's this long, uninteresting product that gets put out there. But this build-up to WrestleMania is just awful, dude. And it's the second year in a row that, if we're being honest, it's just a bad build to your biggest event of the year. And what will happen is Triple H, right, has this thing where Vince had break in case of emergency, and it was Brock Lesnar. Triple H has that break in case of emergency, and it's Trish Stratus and The Rock. And I don't know if I'm as interested in those characters coming back for storylines as anyone else is. I just don't think we necessarily... I get why you bring Trish back in Toronto. I get it. But, like, what's she playing in the Mania plans? We brought back Nikki Bella, and there's no Mania plans there, which would be crazy to have her take a spot in the Royal Rumble and have no plans to use her after. I just think Triple H... I've said this before. He likes to pull out the bells and whistles to make up for and to cover the fact that he doesn't really book very well. And I think that's all this is we're going to give you The Rock back, and it's just to cover up the fact that the rest of this Mania card, the build up so far, bro, we're quite literally like 40 days away from WrestleMania. Not that much. It's like 50 days. We're like 50 days away from WrestleMania. We have less than 2 months. And the only matches we have announced for WrestleMania are the two Royal Rumble winners. We have Jay versus Gunther and Tiffany versus Charlotte to market right now. We don't have anything else. We have zero direction on where we're going with the mid-card. Can we just be objectively honest here? Triple H can't book. And Friday night showed us that. I don't know what the hell that promo was, but it was god-awful. I don't know what in the blue hell that was, but it was awful. But we'll talk, me and WavyD will talk about it more on Tuesday. I just wanted to get this out to sort of vent my frustration. That I'm done with The Rock, man. I'm done with Dwayne. He can go away for all I care. And I know he's not. He's practically the king of WWE right now with how much stock and where he's at in the board. But I'm just – this promo was bad. It was bad. And everyone's going to try to justify that it's good because the story could turn out and be good. But I just don't – I don't have faith in it, man. Triple H doesn't know what he's doing. Right, he's got a women's division that he hardly puts any focus on. And if we really look at the women's division in the last year, it's not surprising that there's women in the roster that are upset about the direction of the women's division. Right, when your main features are Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, and that's about it, and you interchange in a Bayley, and you know you're building behind Tiffy, which you need to do. But you have like Bianca Belair playing third wheel with Jade and Naomi, whatever's happening. And I hope to God that Bianca Belair is the actual attacker. Because if it comes out to be Naomi, that's just bad, man. That's bad. That we're going to have quite arguably your best athlete on the main roster in the women's division from an athlete perspective in Bianca Belair. That you're going to have her play third wheel at WrestleMania, that's insane. That's insane. Bianca needs to win Chamber. She needs to go in and beat Rhea at Mania. She needs to be announced as the attacker of Jade, and you can build Jade versus Bianca for SummerSlam. That's easy, Triple H. That's as easy as it needs to be. You don't have to make everything so convoluted and confusing. And the problem is that Triple H wants to try to be unpredictable. But in doing so, he's creating a laughable product, right? I have a group chat with me, Cody, James, and another one of our he's a coworker of mine, friend with James and Cody, that he watches AEW, right? And we were during Raw, you know, we sort of go back and forth about wrestling and me sort of critiquing AEW. And them critiquing WWE, and I had to go in that group chat and be like, I can't even defend this. I can't defend this. This was awful. How bad Friday night show was. It's just awful, right? Even to the point to where, like, Tiffany Stratton, why is she wrestling? Why is your women's champion part of the biggest women's match of the weekend wrestling? There were several spots where she could have injured herself on Friday. with less than 50 days. Why is she in the ring competing? That makes no sense, Triple H. It makes zero sense, right? Why you put Tiffany Stratton defending the title or in some sort of match? Like, why is she in Elimination Chamber? That makes zero sense. It makes zero sense that you would put Tiffany Stratton in a match of any caliber leading up to WrestleMania. It doesn't need it. That's why you have Charlotte win the Rumble, so that literally the build is just promo. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't. You're going to have four major matches. All four of your world champions, both women's world champions, both men's world champions. Neither of them need anything other than winner of Rumble chooses one title, winner of Chamber gets the other title. And none of that build and the storyline that makes me want to watch the match has to take place with them being in a match. It should all just be promo, like you're doing with Jay and Gunther, like you're going to do with Cody and whoever wins Chamber, like you've done with Rhea. But even then, Rhea's defending her title in 2 weeks against Io. Now, at least this has a storyline purpose to it. But you're really taking a risk putting major stars for wrestling. It's one thing if Shinsuke Nakamura gets hurt. You can vacate the title, and there's your Mania match. You do a ladder match to see who wins the U.S. champion. It would actually benefit the company if Shinsuke got hurt. If Bron Breakker got hurt, you could just do a tournament real quick, or where Sheamus wins or something. Right, you could sort of replace that. But if Rhea Ripley or Tiffany Stratton or Cody or Gunther or Jay or any of these major stars, right, get hurt on the build, you're screwed. You're screwed. It's just stupid. Like, Triple H just makes convoluted decisions. Stupid decisions that make zero sense. This promo didn't hit the way I think everyone's trying to convince themselves that it did. Just from the individual promo itself. Repetitive, would not anything. Like, The Rock is washed, Big Dog. I talk about MJF being washed. The Rock is washed. And I think it's because he has to play the line between board of directors and the final boss, and he can't. He has to blur the lines between where one starts and the other starts. And that, bro, The Rock could be off TV. I don't want The Rock on TV anymore. I'm just being honest with you. Right? But we'll talk more about this on Tuesday. I just had to vent this conversation. Give you guys a third episode. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe. Join the Discord in the description, as well as the Expedia and WWE shop links, both in the description. Leave us a review if you're listening on audio. Appreciate you guys for listening. And until Tuesday, I'll see you guys right back here on the Slap of Me Wrestling Podcast. So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEW, WWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, Slapping Me Wrestling every Tuesday.